This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same. At a briefing during the visit to Australia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration has reached out to regional groups and allies over the deteriorating political situation there.
Our team has been deeply engaged with multiple countries in the region, as well as critical organizations like ECOWAS, like the African Union, and we are united in condemning the actions that have taken place in Niger, calling for the immediate release of President Bazoum, calling for the immediate restoration of the democratic order.
Members of Niger's military announced on Wednesday they had deposed a democratically elected president on Friday, named a new general as leader. The U.S. is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by China. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden.
U.S. officials talk generally about the fact that this is a bunch of capabilities for self-defense. And of course, that's sensitive because China was not likely to react well to this. We reached out to the Chinese embassy in Washington. They said that it was something that was only going to further inflame tensions in the region. And of course, the U.S. said that the whole point is to create deterrence, but it's to preserve the status quo, not to put anybody further on edge.
That's VOA's Jeff Selden. Russian authorities say three Ukrainian drones attacked Moscow in the early hours Sunday, injuring one person and prompting a temporary closure for traffic on one of four airports around the Russian capital. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia will host a Ukrainian organized peace summit in early August, seeking to find a way to start negotiations over Russia's war on the country. An official said Saturday night the kingdom and Kyiv did not immediately acknowledge the planned talks. The summit will be held in the Red Port city of Jeddah, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity. And those taking part in the summit will include Ukraine, as well as Brazil, India, South Africa, and several other countries. A high-level official from the U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is also expected. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protests to nationwide after Sunday on Saturday over measures that limit some Supreme Court power. The overhaul pursued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing government, first part of which passed on Monday, has sparked an unprecedented crisis and opened up a deep social divide. Yariv Shavit was out on the streets.
If no one listens to the majority of the other side, we are not unit anymore. We are not united. We lost our unity in here. And if this government wants to proceed like they did, they have lost half of the country.
The protests are in the 30th week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pushed back against Australian demands for an end to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's prosecution. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Blinken said Assange, who is an Australian citizen, was accused of very serious criminal conduct for publicizing many classified documents over a decade ago. Australia's ruling centre-left Labour Party has argued that the US should end its pursuit of Assange, who has spent 4 years in a UK prison fighting extradition to the US. Assange's freedom is widely seen as a test of Australia's leverage with President Joe Biden's administration. Blinken confirmed he has discussed the WikiLeaks founder's case with Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong whilst he was in Brisbane. I'm Karen Chamas.
Firefighter has been killed while fighting a massive wildfire in northeastern British Columbia, marking the second such fatality in the Canadian province this month during this year's record fire season. Statistics from the Provincial Wildfire Service show that there are currently 363 active wildfires in British Columbia, 11 new fires at least 24 hours. From the last 24 hours, and 191 blazes classified as out of control. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.